个主题的主题歌叫做开我眼睛主，等于说你愿意看见。如果你不愿意看见，你的眼睛看不见的整个的全貌，还有远处的远景的话，那么我们就只有看到我们四周围，然后在这四周围里面跟着它团团转啊，而且有时候会迷糊，有时候会越来越短视啊。好，那现在我要把它唱两次，让我们复习，因为再来还要隔一个周了哈。好。开我眼睛主，我们要见耶稣，我们要靠近你，开我的眼睛主。今天妈咪她有话语要跟我们说啊，她不是刻意准备什么，但是呢，一个老人家，然后神让她的生命在世上，还要她发光，还要她帮助我们所以呢，我们很珍惜这样的时间。但是呢，我们有一个祷告，主啊，你开我的眼睛。好，当妈咪讲的时候，让我眼睛看到你所要给我们的意象，启示我，让我可以领受到我们先祖的应许，还有我们的盟约，甚至到我从现今要跑完我全程的这个呼召，这个使命。我再唱一次哈，开我眼睛主，我们要见耶稣，我们要靠近你，开我的眼睛主。好，愿神赐福他自己还有妈咪对我们说的话。
Good morning, ladies.
早晨好。
I hope you all are doing well today.
希望大家今天都很好。
Let's get our Bibles and turn to Galatians 5.
让我们打开圣经，翻到加拉太书第五章。
Now Galatians 5 is a wonderful chapter.
然后加拉太书五章是一个很精彩的一章。
Actually, we should be which I'll say every once in a while, sit down and read this chapter.
我觉得大家应该，我们时不时的就坐下来，来读一下这章。
In this chapter, it tells you what pleases God and what doesn't please Him.
然后在这一章中就告诉我们什么是讨神喜悦的，什么是不讨神喜悦的。
And it's a good thing every once in a while to sort of examine yourself spiritually.
所以呢，时不时的就是检查我们的属灵状态是好的。
I talked to the Chinese group overseas and I was telling them, we have our physical checkups, we need to do our spiritual checkups every once in a while.
然后我给在中国的一个组群就讲说，我们常常都有这个就是身体检查年检，但是对于我们属灵上我们也要定期的检查。
Now,In the first part, he talks about being free from the law, and then he goes on to talk to them.
然后第一章呢，保罗就讲到说，我们是从律法中得自由，得释放。
Then he goes on to talk about the works of the flesh.
然后他下边就讲到这个肉体的工作，就是那个血属血气的工作。
And then he ends up with telling us what is the fruit of the Spirit.
然后他在这里就讲到说圣灵的果子是什么。
Now I'm not going to go through the list that tells us our fleshly problems.
在这里我就不会不细讲啊，就是那个肉体的情欲的这个工作彰显是什么样的。
But in the 20th verse, the very first word, I think I need to say a little bit about it.
然后在第二十节，我觉得第一个词，我觉得我也要多讲一下，就是第五章二十节。
In the Bible, it talks about idolatry.
在圣经中，他讲的说是拜偶像。
Now, most of you, all of you would say, well, Sister Schwartz, I don't have any idols. I don't worship idols.
然后你们可能都会告诉我说我家里也没有偶像啊，我也没有拜偶像啊。
Well, in this day, you won't find too many well, there's those in America that does worship an idol. But this kind of idolatry, I would like to tell you, is putting something else before God, loving something else more than we do him.
然后其实现在的这个拜偶像更多的是就是你把一些东西摆在首位，摆在神的前面，然后你爱这个东西胜过你爱神。
You see, sometimes we'll call somebody that we love that somebody says, oh, she idolizes her child.
然后有的时候我们会说，哎呀，她把这个孩子都偶像化，把她的孩子当成偶像来对待一样。
What she's saying is she puts her child first before anything else.
这表达的意思就是这个妈妈把这个孩子放在所有的事情之前，这个孩子是最重要的，是首要。
Now God would want us to love our children.
神是想要我们爱我们的孩子。
But when the love of our children or the love of anything else is greater than our love toward him, he will not accept that.
但是如果我们爱任何人或事超过神，那神是不接受的。
So there are others there. You can look at the word hatred there.
然后你可以去查那个讲到这个仇恨这个词。
We know that hatred is something that God really puts his finger on.
你知道这个仇恨是神专门指出来。
For he tells us, I cannot forgive you unless you forgive those that you're holding something against.
因为神在圣经里有讲，就是说你们若不饶恕，就是别人对你的冒犯过犯，我也不能饶恕你。
For some people, that's very difficult because they have some very deep hates in their heart.
但是对有些人来讲，这个是非常的难以处理，因为他们心里有这个很深的这个伤害跟仇恨。
Do you know that hate keeps you a prisoner?
你知道这个仇恨会让你成为一个囚犯吗？
The other person don't even care that you hate them. They go on their merrily way, but you harbor that.In your heart, and it makes you, what shall I say, your spirit is not good.
然后呢，那个被你恨的人呢，他可能都没有意识到，高高兴兴的过自己的日子。但是你心里边藏的这个仇恨，你抓的这个仇恨，让你怎么说，对你的灵是没有好处的。
But let's go down to verse 22.
然后我们现在来到22节。
Now you can read through those other verses to see and search your heart.Lord, is that me? Is that my problem?
你可以去读前面的那个几节，你可以去向神寻求说，神啊，你鉴察我，那我是这样吗？我里边有这个吗？
You know, I'm sorry. Someone say something?
No, they just turn on their microphone.
I see.
By accident. Yeah, I turn off.
How we get rid of hate.It's not always easy.
如何来就是消除这种仇恨呢？从把心中的仇恨给除去呢？这个并不总是很容易的。
I found out in my own life, the way I would these things work in your life is to get before God and pray and pray and pray until it comes, your heart comes, and you know it. Your heart becomes clear and clean.
然后呢，我知道唯一的办法就是我自己的经历也是，就是到神面前来不断的祷告，直到最后你真的是你知道这个仇恨出去了，你没有仇恨了，你的心是清洁的，是轻松的。
But let's just, as I said, let's go down to the 22nd verse.
然后我们现在来看22节。
Now many times we say the fruits of the Spirit.
通常我们会说圣灵的果子。
But I want you to notice there that what it is singular.
有的时候我们会说这个英文就很清楚，因为英文有单数跟复数，这个果子是一个，是个单数词。
It says, but the fruit of the Spirit.
他说圣灵的所结的这一个果子，这个果子就整个的一个果子就是。
Now notice what the fruit of the Spirit is love.
他说这个圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
You see, when we learn to truly love as God gives us that in our heart, then we really don't have to worry too much about the rest of them.
当神真的是给我们这样的一个心，让我们真的是能够学会去爱的时候呢，其实我们下边所讲的这些我们就不用太担心了，我们就会有的。
So we need, if we don't, we need to see his love.
我们首先我们要需要看到神的爱。
When we have love in our heart toward people, and we find love toward God, we find there is a certain joy in that.
当我们的心里边有这个对人的爱，对神的爱的时候，我们心里是发现有一种喜乐的。
I don't mean that it's a joy like if you get something new, like you got a new car and you're really happy. Happy is not joy.
然后这个喜乐跟这个快乐是不同的，那种快乐就好像说你有得到一辆新的车，那会儿你是很高兴很快乐的，它这个是跟那个有不同。
Joy has to do with your spirit.
喜乐是跟你的灵是有关的。
That inner man.
是你里边的那个人。
And when we feel joy within our heart, when we feel joy in our spirit, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.Because when you do, your whole demeanor, your whole, what shall I say, your whole spirit, your whole outward appearance is different.
然后当我们在不管在心里边，在我们的灵里边感觉到这种喜乐的时候，那是一件非常棒的事情。怎么说呢？就好像说你的整个人的这个外观，整个都是不一样的。
Have you seen the Christians that?Just look so joyful. Their faces are shining. They're not telling you anything, but there seems to be something about them that they have a deep joy inside.
然后你有没有见过这样的基督徒呢？就是他们是很喜乐，即使他们不说话，你从他们的脸上好像发光，你可以看到他们里边是有一个深深的喜乐。你有没有见过有这样的基督徒？
Because the next one is peace.Because we are at peace with God.
再一个呢，他就说那个和平，因为我们跟神之间是和好的。
You know, there's a song that says, there's a deep settled peace in my soul.
因为有一首赞美诗，有一首诗歌，就是说在我的心里有一种深深的一种就是沉淀下去的一种喜平安和平安和 与和平。
And that peace is real. It's there. It's something that we can't really explain, but we know there's a peace there.
那种平安是很真实的，我们也无法用言语表达，但是我们知道里面是有这种平安。
Now those three, when we have the spirit of love, and which is the fruit of the spirit, and we have joy and peace,Then we have something that is for the outward. When I say that is what we do to others from because of this joy and peace and love in our heart.
当我们里边就是有圣灵的果子，就是里边的仁爱、喜乐、和平的时候，那我们外边就能够表现出来这种忍耐，就是表现出来后边的这些品质。
We become long-suffering.We really care about people, and we can take things that people say, they don't really hurt us. We become long-suffering in ourselves, that we have been able to deal with people around us.
然后我们就是有这种忍，恒久的忍耐，就是周围的人哪怕他们就是没有听到或者有什么或者我们有一些伤害。我们还是可以知道如何跟人相处，在一个长期内，因为我们有这种恒久的忍耐。
It goes on to say, when we have these things, love, joy, and peace in our heart, we have a gentleness about us.
然后当我们里边有这个仁爱、喜乐、和平的时候呢，我们就有一种恩慈，有一种温柔。
You may have a rough voice.
你可能你的声音是比较那个粗的，比较沙哑的那种。
Some people do. You meet people that talk to you and they almost feel like they don't like you when they first see you. When the way their voice seems to be so rough.
那有的人讲话呢是比较好像给人的感觉不是很友好，有的人的声音是那样子的，让你刚开始听到的时候。
So it's not our voice. It's just that we have a gentleness about us that really cares about those around us, cares about those who are in suffering, and we have a spirit of gentleness.
他那个讲的不是说这个声音，而是我们的这个整个品格里边有一种真正的这个温柔，我们在意也周围的人，真正的是在意周围的人，在意他们的难他们所经历的事情，这所以我们身上本身就有这样一个恩慈温柔的品质。
And then we have developed, God has developed in us a goodness about us.
神也在我们里边继续培养养成我们里边这种良善。
Did you ever hear them say, boy, she's a good woman?
你有没有听到说哇这个位女士真好啊。
He's a good man.
这位男士真的好棒啊，真的是很好的一个好人。
Maybe if you had known them before they knew the Lord, before the fruit of the Spirit was in their heart, they might have been pretty rough. They might have had another attitude, another spirit. Maybe not their goodness may have been on their own self, but not out for others.
然后呢，你如果了解这个人，在他可能信主之前，在神在他里边有这个仁爱喜乐和平之前，他可能是一个比较不是这样的人。然后但是呢，现随着他信主，他可能现在身上开始有这种良善的品质。
And you know, as these things develop in us, it tells us that the next fruit that we have is faith.
然后呢，当我们有这种品质在我们身上开始逐渐养成培养养成的时候，成熟的时候，我们就有另一个品质，就是信实、忠信。
And then it tells us that meekness, we become more of a person. We don't have, I'm sorry, we don't、
yeah.
have to, we don't have to be the number one. We don't have to be showing ourselves off. There's just a meekness about the spirit of God's children.
就是这个温柔，这个柔和，就是说我们并不需要总是做那个很出风头的那个第一个，然后在神的儿女中间有这样一个有这种温柔，有这种柔和。
And then we see the last fruit of the love brings to us, we become more temperate.
然后最后这个圣灵的果子是节制。
Says that it's temperance, that we are careful that we don't overdo things, you know?
这个节制就是表示我们做事情不会过分，不会过度的去做。
Now these are beautiful things in the life of a person.
这是一个人身上一些美好的品质。
But don't think that you get all those fruits at once.
不要以为你可以一下子就有这样的品质，这样的果子。
Love develops those fruits in you.
然后是让爱在你的身上慢慢的来发展这些品质。
You know, when you have the love of God in your heart, it changes you little by little.
当你有神的爱在你的心里的时候，它会慢慢的、逐渐的改变你。
When we ask God to forgive us and come into our heart, we know He did. We're not going to wake up the next day with all of this that they calledfruits of the spirit from the love.
然后当我们就是求神来饶恕我们的时候，神进到我们的心里，我们不是说一下子就所有的这些品格就都有了。
He will deal with us. He will show us. He will convict us and say, that wasn't very nice the way you did that. That wasn't very nice how you treated that person. And a child of God will feel a stab in them.And they'll recognize it. And you know what I did? I just had to get on my knees and ask God to forgive me. And there was times that it took a while. I remember one time it was something I was struggling with. And I tell you, it took me a week on sometimes on my face But God gave me such freedom afterwards. It was really.
然后神呢就会鉴察我们，也会就是看到我们生命中让我们的心里认识到这个问题，定我们心定罪，就是我们有些地方做的不对。当有时候神会提醒我们说，你这样对待那个人或者这样对那个人说话呢是不太好。我也自己也经历过，有的时候呢，那怎么做？我就是求神原谅我，饶恕我。那我当我有的时候我要一个星期在这个神面前祷告为这件事情，那你但是当我心里边真的是能够面对这个神所指出来这个问题，当我从里边走出来的时候，那种自由是难以描述的。
And the secret in verse 24 it tells us, and that they, those that are living after these fruits are Christ of Christ, have crucified the fleshwith the affections, with all its attractions and with all its loves. We have given that up, and now we're crucifying our flesh.
然后呢，这一切能做到的秘诀就在于24节，说凡属耶稣基督的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。
Then he goes on to say something aboutWe're going to be walking. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
然后25节就讲到，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And then Paul tells us how not to walk in, or how to walk in the Spirit. He says, let us not wanting vain things. Don't go about wanting things, and because your spirit is now, what shall I say, it's Christ. And if you go about wanting all kinds of things and you want vain glory, you want people to notice you, he said, no, we don't do that.
然后第26节就告诉我们如何在圣灵中行事。保罗在这里说，不要贪图虚名，就是不要去贪图那些虚荣、自高自大，然后总是想要就是好像争头名这样子的。
And then he talks about provoking one another.
下面讲的彼此不要彼此惹气。
He said, don't do that. That means sort of, you know, provoke them, and our children sometimes provoke us. So you know what provoking is. We don't provoke one another.
然后不要彼此惹气，彼此激怒，我们知道怎么样被孩子惹怒是怎么样的。
And don't envy one another.
还有就是不要互相嫉妒。
We may not have everything that others have, but as long as we have Jesus in our heart and God is watching over us, we don't have to envy anyone.
我们可能不像有别人那样子有那些很多的东西，但是我们有耶稣基督，有他跟我们同行，我们其实是足够的。
I don't know if you've been listening to the news.
我不知道大家有没有看新闻。
It's been talking about having a one world passport and having what they call digital coins.
然后呢，他们在讲要有一个，就是一个全球护照，就是这个护照是给全球护照和一个叫做那个全球的这个数字货币。
They're wanting to expand to a one world government.
他们想要建立一个全球政府。
Now there's lots of people against it, but they have a lot of, what shall I say, they have a lot of them that just push these things through, and people are not, lots of times they're not able to stop it.
然后那有很多人当然是反对这个全球政府这一切的，但是有很多人也在推行这个，好像没有办法就是停下来，没有办法阻挡它。
So if you hear anything about it,And you listen, you hear things about it. It is being pressed. It is on the news at times or different people talking about it. This to me seems like it's the beginning of the, it could be, I should say, it could be the beginning of the Antichrist reign. Not that the Antichrist is here yet, but just setting it up so that when it will be here, a one world
你是看到这个新闻是不断的在新闻上，然后人也是要在好像在往下压，想这件事情发生。那我看来这件事情就是是在这个敌基督要开始来统治之前的一个节奏，不是说一个背景，不是说敌基督已经在这里了，但是好像在为他出现来预备，就是为他的这个好像把这个场景把这个都设置好了，他可以出来。
Now, if you probably haven't heard about it, don't worry about it. But I it, it's being talked, it's being pushed already. Europe has it. But what I'm saying is, I think we're getting closer and closer to the time Jesus is coming.
然后呢，也许你听到了，你没有听到，那也就不用担心这些。但是呢，好像是在欧洲呢，有这个欧洲的这样一个护照。他说，我是觉得神要来的这个日子真的是越来越近了。
And he wants us to live even closer as we see, or live closest even as we see that day coming.
当我们看这一天越来越近的时候，神想要我们怎么生活呢？
So that's why I'm exhorting you to live a life in God with His love as the supreme thing in your heart.
所以，当这天靠近的时候，我真的要鼓励大家，就是让，就是按照和圣灵，在圣灵中行走，让神的爱作为我们生命中最高的，神的爱活在我们里边，作为一个最高的一个目标。
And always ready that when you feel that something in your heart where the Lord says that's not good, or you feel in your heart, you recognize that, then let God work on that in your heart.
所以，当你感觉到神在你的心里说那件事情不是很好，允许神在你的生命中来工作。
So, ladies, let's try our best to be examples to the world of the love of God.
所以，让我们努力，让我们成为神在这个世界，神的爱在这个世界上的那个彰显和榜样。
Thank you for listening to me this morning.
谢谢大家听我，
I really appreciate it.
我非常感谢，
And I appreciate your prayers.
我也真的是感谢大家为我的祷告。
Actually, the one reason that I don't like to talk too much is because I forget so easily.
我之所以没有跟大家讲很多，或者是没有常常讲，是因为我现在很容易忘事儿。
Maybe some of you ladies understand what I'm saying.
或者我们其中有些姐妹真的是能够了解我所讲的，
But let me just pray for you.
让我真的为大家祷告。
Father, as we come before your throne,
父啊，当我们来到你宝座前的时候，
we have wonderful ladies here.
我们这边都是一群很棒的姐妹聚在一起。
They're serving you and loving you.
他们在服侍你，他们爱你。
But Father, there may be some ladies that there's a little problems or some problem in their life that's very difficult to get rid of. I pray that you'll help them to recognize that the glory of God is far more great than all these little problems that comes to take away our faith.
然后，父啊，可能我们其中也有一些姐妹，她们生命中有些难处，有些问题，然后不能够走出来。主啊，你就让她们真的是，让她们能够看到你的荣耀，让她们真的是能够知道你的荣耀远远胜于这些生命中的这些问题，让她们愿意来靠着你来走出来。
Lord, there's some that may not be feeling well. They may be sick. There's those that are having some hard times or some financial problems. Father, be with them. Help them to recognize that we have a God that really cares, one that loves us, one that we can go to, one that we can put our trust in. Father, we can't put trust in much, but we put our trust in you.
不啊，我们其中可能也有一些人有不同，有身体上的难处，有经济上的难处。父啊，求你帮助他们，让他们能够寻求你，因为你是在意，也是爱我们的神，你是真的是也是照料我们的神，也是我们可以信靠的神，让我们真的是信靠你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福每一位。